MyPillow.com. Terry Woodstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. If you're getting ready for ice fishing, they have everything you need. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from the southeast Colorado area is Todd Marriott. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
You know, we've been talking a lot of fishing. We're going to talk more fishing later in the show, but we got a couple hunting updates. You and your counterpart, Josh Melby, are going to bring us up to date on eastern Colorado, and we're going to start with you. There's a lot of hunting. It goes on well past the holidays, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. We've got seasons out east here that go well into spring.
Let's touch real quick on the big game. A lot of people think big game's pretty much wound down, but you have December antelope and deer out there. Is there still a way to get licenses?
Yeah, we do still have some licenses on the leftover list that are still available. The most important thing to remember on that is we do have a lot of private property. You just need to make sure you have permission before you go on there, but we also have a lot of public land with a lot of big game opportunities.
Now, when you get out, I know about the pronghorn, but when you get the deer out in your area, we start getting a mix of whitetail and muleys. Is that what you find where you're at, and which one is more prevalent?
You know, we do have both, and it just kind of depends on where you're looking at. If you get down along our Arkansas River stuff, we do have a majority of whitetail. But as you spread out into some more of our ag land and different areas away from the river, you get a little more mule deer. But we do have a really good mix of both out here.
Yeah, and I'm a huge whitetail fan. I'm nothing against mule deer. I'm a huge hunting fan, but a huge whitetail fan. I started my hunting in northern Minnesota hunting whitetails, and I just love the whitetails. I think they're just so fun to hunt. Let's talk about some of the other opportunities, because maybe people aren't ready to invest in the big game hunting yet. And I think a lot of the shotgun hunting is a great way for new people to get into hunting. We're getting so many new hunters, and also a great way to introduce youth. Now, that could be small game, which I know you have plenty of, but it usually amounts to hunting birds in one way or another. Let's start with your upland game. Across Colorado, we're not going to lie to anybody. It's not the peak years we've had in the past. Pheasants are down, but what are you seeing out there for pheasants and quail in your area?
Well, you're definitely right. This hasn't been the greatest year with the drought, but we definitely still have opportunity for pheasant and quail. Our quail have been holding out pretty good in a lot of our stuff, and guys are finding a lot of opportunities out there, especially on some of our walk-in access properties. Guys are getting into some pheasants and some quail out there, so it's still a good time to go out and enjoy the outdoors.
Now, the quail use just a little different habitat than the pheasants, is that right?
Yeah, for the most part, they're going to be in a little bit different habitat. You're going to look for some of the shrubs that they're going to be using as cover, whereas the pheasant are going to be a little more ag, farm ground, and some of those grass fields.
So does that mean there's probably, now I know that when you talk in generalities, the pheasants are stronger, and we'll find out from Josh what's going up there, maybe a little more in the northeast, and the quail tend to be a little stronger in the southeast. And for people who have never hunted quail, because of that difference in habitat, is there maybe a little more public land available?
Yes, as you go farther south, we have a little more public ground that's available that we do a lot of habitat work specifically for quail on the public ground. And so we try and encourage guys to get out and really enjoy some of that stuff.
All right, so let's talk then about the waterfowl. Another great opportunity down for you guys is duck and goose hunting. Of course, it's always dependent on weather, migrations, what's going on. Bring us up to speed on what you're seeing in the waterfowl right now in your area.
Right now, we're starting to get quite a few geese in the area, both snow geese as well as Canada geese. They're starting to build up. We don't have our peak numbers yet for the winter, but we're definitely starting to see quite a few of them, especially along the Arkansas River, along those lakes. But right now, our duck numbers are really, really high at all of our lakes down here, and we're starting to see a lot of guys come out and really, really get after the ducks. So it's a great time for it.
Now, what about access for both ducks and geese down there? Is there public access, private, walk-in? Is a combination of both? Do you have blinds that are reservable? How does it work in your area?
So we have a lot of public access for waterfowl hunting. We have several miles of Arkansas River open to hunting. And then most of the bodies of water down here open to public hunting. So there's a lot of opportunity on public land, but there's also a lot of opportunity with our walk-in access program that we have specifically for goose hunting. And then there's always private property. Those geese and ducks are flying out in the mornings and evenings to feed on those fields, and guys are getting into them there. And at the Queens Reservoirs, we actually have pits that you can come out, you can check into them, and use those pits to be able to hunt the geese right there at the lake.
And you and I have talked before, the waterfowl hunting, the geese especially, will stay good right into spring, won't it?
Oh, yeah. We will have geese that winter here, and they'll be here through until they start to migrate back north. And even as they migrate and we get into that conservation season for snow geese, we'll be getting new groups coming back up and keep the hunting going for quite some time. The harder part is as we get later into the season, it is a little tougher to decoy those geese in. They get a little wary. They start to learn some tricks. But guys still have great opportunities and still get geese well into the spring.
All right. And you wanted to mention the Parks and Wildlife Atlas. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we have the Hunting Atlas. It's on our website. You can go on there and see all of the public land that we have. It also has all of our walk-in access properties on it. And the nice thing about that is you can actually download it onto your phone, and if you bring that app up while you're on your smartphone, it will actually put your location right there on the map so you can see exactly where you are on the property, know where, how to get to the next property, and it's a really helpful tool to know exactly where you're at and know where you need to go for public property.
Todd, we got to run, but it sounds like, you know, people, don't put your shotguns away. You're going to have great opportunities all through the Southeast, and we're going to talk to Josh about the Northeast. It's just something that, you know, people want to get out in winter. They don't want to stay in anymore, and they're not traveling with COVID, and picking up that shotgun would be a great way to do it, wouldn't it, Todd?
Absolutely. It's a great way to spend some of those beautiful days we have out here.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for joining us. Great information. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Todd Marriott from Colorado Parks and Wildlife in the Southeast area. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, Josh Melby is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Northeast hunting opportunities. And then we'll finish up with Chad LaChance talking fishing on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear.